Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Narches podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. The Two FBIs by Nicole Parker is a law enforcement memoir, institutional critique, and politically framed account of service inside the Federal Bureau of Investigation. Parker, a former special agent who served in the Miami field office, presents the book through the contrast between FBI 1 and FBI 2. In her formulation, FBI 1 represents agents committed to public safety, constitutional duty, and nonpartisan law enforcement, while FBI 2 represents bureaucratic and ideological forces that, in her view, distort the mission of the Bureau. The book combines personal career narrative with episodes from violent crime work, fugitive investigations, and administrative conflict. Its purpose is not only to describe the danger and discipline of federal policing, but also to argue that internal politicization can weaken institutional trust and operational effectiveness. As a result, the book sits between true crime, memoir, and contemporary political commentary aimed at readers interested in both frontline law enforcement and federal agency accountability. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, the FBI 1 and FBI 2 framework as an institutional diagnosis. The organizing concept of the two FBIs is Parker's distinction between FBI 1 and FBI 2. This is less a formal theory than a practical lens for interpreting institutional conflict. FBI 1 refers to the culture Parker associates with field agents who investigate crimes, serve warrants, pursue fugitives, and accept personal risk in order to protect the public. FBI 2 refers to what she describes as a politicized, bureaucratic, and agenda-driven layer within the same institution. The importance of this framework is that it allows Parker to defend many FBI employees while sharply criticizing the direction of the Bureau. Rather than presenting the agency as uniformly corrupt or uniformly heroic, she argues that two competing cultures coexist inside it. Or, this framing helps explain the book's emotional structure. Admiration for agents who perform dangerous work sits beside frustration at leadership choices and institutional priorities. The limitation is that the binary can simplify a complex federal agency, but its narrative power is clear. It gives readers a memorable way to think about how mission, morale, and public trust can diverge inside a powerful law enforcement organization. Secondly, frontline crime work is the basis for Parker's authority. Parker grounds her critique in her claimed experience as a working agent rather than as an outside commentator. The book highlights her shift from finance into federal law enforcement and her work on white-collar crime, violent crime, fugitive investigations, and other serious cases. This career arc matters because it establishes the difference between abstract debate about the FBI and daily operational reality. Federal investigations require coordination, evidence discipline, legal restraint, and the ability to act under threat by emphasizing violent crime takedowns and difficult investigations. Parker presents the Bureau at its best as a disciplined public safety institution whose legitimacy depends on competence and neutrality. Her experience as the only woman on a highly ranked violent crime fugitive task force, as described in retailer materials, also adds a gender and performance dimension without turning the book into a workplace memoir alone. The crime-fighting sections are important because they prevent the book from being only a political argument. They show what is at stake when institutional priorities become misaligned. Agents are not debating policy in the abstract, but making decisions that can affect lives, public safety, and legal outcomes. Thirdly, operational priorities and the controversy over uneven support. One of the most pointed themes in the book is Parker's argument that institutional priorities can be revealed through resource allocation. The promotional descriptions emphasize a contrast between two colleagues who were killed while executing a search warrant on a dangerous suspect without SWAT support and the use of SWAT resources in cases involving January 6 defendants charged with lesser offenses. Whether readers accept Parker's interpretation or approach it skeptically, the underlying issue is analytically significant. Law enforcement credibility depends not only on following legal procedures, but also on applying risk assessment and force deployment consistently. When agents believe support is withheld in high-danger contexts, but supplied in politically visible contexts, morale and trust in leadership can erode. Parker uses this contrast to argue that bureaucratic and political pressures can distort operational judgment. The broader implication is that federal agencies must be able to justify their priorities in terms of threat level, public safety, and law, not media attention or ideological pressure. This topic gives the book its strongest institutional accountability dimension, because it moves beyond culture war language into questions of command responsibility, agent safety, and procedural fairness. Fourthly, faith, oath, and personal conscience in federal service. The book also presents Parker as a person whose professional identity is shaped by faith, conscience, and a strong view of the oath taken by law enforcement officers. this dimension is important because her critique of the FBI is not framed only as a disagreement over management or politics. It is presented as a moral conflict about what public service requires. In Parker's account, the oath to protect the Constitution and serve the public should take precedence over institutional fashion, partisan pressure, or administrative ideology. Her faith perspective appears to function as a source of personal resilience and a basis for evaluating authority. For some readers, this will deepen the memoir by making clear why she interprets internal conflict as a matter of principle rather than career dissatisfaction. For others, the religious and political framing may make the book feel less detached than a conventional investigative account. Either way, this personal dimension helps explain why the narrative is emotionally charged. Parker is not merely describing an agency. She is explaining how service, belief, and loyalty can come into tension when an institution appears to move away from its stated mission. Lastly, political critique inside the true crime and memoir structure. The Two FBIs stands out because it blends three modes that are often kept separate: true crime narrative, career memoir, and political critique of a federal institution. The true crime element gives the book momentum through dangerous investigations and the realities of agent work. The memoir element gives readers Parker's personal entry point, including her move from finance into the FBI and her development as an agent. The political critique supplies the central argument that the Bureau has been weakened by ideological and bureaucratic capture. This combination broadens the book's appeal, but also shapes how it should be read. It is not a neutral institutional history of the FBI, nor is it only a collection of case stories. It is an insider argument from a former agent with a clear point of view. That point of view is central to the book's value and to its controversy. Readers looking for a sympathetic account of rank-and-file agents will likely find it compelling. Readers seeking a comprehensive, multi-perspective study of FBI leadership, policy, and legal oversight may need to pair it with other sources. In conclusion, The Two FBIs is best suited for readers interested in the intersection of federal law enforcement, public trust, political influence, and the personal cost of institutional conflict. It will appeal especially to those who want an account from a former agent rather than a journalist, historian, or legal scholar. The practical benefit of the book is that it encourages readers to think about how law enforcement agencies make decisions about risk, resources, priorities, and internal culture. Its intellectual benefit lies in its argument that institutional legitimacy depends on more than legal authority. It also depends on consistency, neutrality, morale, and fidelity to mission. Compared with many FBI-related books, this one is distinctive because it does not focus primarily on famous cases, spycraft, or leadership biography. Instead, it uses a frontline agent's experience to contrast operational bravery with alleged bureaucratic and ideological betrayal. That makes it more personal and more polemical than a standard agency history. Readers should approach it as a perspective-driven memoir with a clear political viewpoint, not as a complete institutional record. Its strongest contribution is its attempt to separate respect for field agents from criticism of the systems and leaders that Parker believes have compromised the Bureau. If you would like to support Nicole Parker, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.